This is Kara
and Kyla,
and we're going to talk to y'all about our man,
T.I.
Kara, did you know that T.I.'s real name is Clifford Joseph Harris Jr.?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he was born on September 25th, 1980. He is an American rap artist, film and music producer, actor, and author.
T.I. has released 7 studio albums.
Wait, 7?
Yes! He released I'm Serious, Trap Music, Urban Legend, King, T.I. vs. T.I.P., Paper Trail, and No Mercy.
I have listened to some of those.
Me too! And he has also released successful singles such as Bring 'Em Out, What You Know, Swag Like Us, featuring Kanye West, Jay-Z, and Lil Wayne. Whatever You Like, Live Your Life, featuring Rihanna. And Dead and Gone, featuring Justin Timberlake.
T.I. also has his own reality show called T.I. and Tiny.
Yeah, I know. I watch it all the time.
Me too. He has 3 sons and 2 girls. He is happily married and has a whole lot ahead of him.
And did you know on October 13, 2007, federal authorities arrested T.I. 4 hours between the BET Hip Hop Awards and Atlanta? He was charged with 2 felonies, possession of 3 unregistered machine guns and 2 silencers, and possession of firearms by convicted female. The arrest was made in the parking lot of a downtown shopping center, which a witness identified as the Walgreens drugstore at the corner of North and Piedmont Avenues. T.I. was arrested after allegedly trying to purchase the guns from a cooperating witness with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. According to federal officials, I've been cooperating with authorities.
The rapper was required to remain at home except for medical appointments and court appearances. The only people allowed to live with him were his girlfriend and children. Visitors were required to be approved by the court.
But now he's married.
On August 13th, T.I. was released from Forest City Correctional Facility in Arkansas at 7:29 a.m.
and was sent to a community living facility to serve out the rest of his 11-month prison sentence. He then released a statement on Twitter saying, "The storm is over and the sun back out. It's our time to shine, shawty. Our time to shine, shawty. Our time to shine, shawty. Welcome to the beginning of our happy ending." He recently inked a deal with VH1 for a new reality show that will follow him as he readjusts to life as a free man after the incarceration. And he's also writing on a book entitled Power and Beauty, which was set to be released in October. He was sent back to federal custody on September 1st, less than 48 hours after his release due to a dispute involving T.I. Taking a luxury bus from a prison in Arkansas to a halfway house facility in Atlanta, T.I.'s attorney Steve Sato told the Associated Press that the Federal Bureau of Prisons have moved T.I. to a different facility and clarified that the dispute was not drug-related.
T.I. was later released from prison and was sent back to the halfway house where he was released on September 29th at midnight.
And that's all we have today. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
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 Seriously, bye.